Hello and good morning, ladies of No BS. Hi there, I am Coach Lizzie. I already dropped something on the floor. I got some props here this morning. Hello, happy 2025. We are going to talk today about how to crush your goals like a boss in 2025. And what better time to talk about that, right? It's January, today is the 13th. We're getting into like, I've got things I want to do, want to get started, address my goals in this year, and that's kind of the time of the year for that. And also, along with that, you may be also thinking and feeling like, do I really want to set out like New Year's resolutions? I've done that in the past, and you know, it takes so much motivation, and then I just feel kind of disappointed when it doesn't work out. And I want to talk about that today, about how like there's lots of different ways to set goals, and there's lots of different gurus out there who say like, this is how to get your goals accomplished, and we're going to do that. And those methods are very well intentioned, but they're a little flawed. And so today we're going to talk about what to do instead. So if you have ever, you know, set out for New Year's resolutions or set out goals for yourself, whether it's January or, you know, April or whenever, your birthday, if you have tried in the past and it didn't work out quite so well for you, we're going to talk about that today. So good morning, Coach Kathy, and good morning, Karen. Karen effing Brent. So glad that you're here. So before we talk about like how to do goals differently, I want to talk about like, why do goals even matter? So I'm going to address that with a story. So I'm going to take you back to September of 2021. I was on the phone with my cousin, Andy, and Andy and I, we grew up together, and he's, you know, he's a grown man at this point, and I'm on the phone, and I hear his voice crack, and he says, Lizzie, what if we need to plan a funeral? And I'm like, I've got the phone to my ear, I turn to my closet, grab a suitcase, start throwing random stuff in it, and I'm like, I'm getting in the car, I'll be there in 5 hours. And so you may be like, well, what are you talking about? What had happened was my aunt, who was she's still with us, very special to me. She had spent her whole life taking care of other people, putting her needs last, whether it was her parents, you know, trying to please her parents when she was young, whether it was her husband when she first got married, whether it was her two sons as they were growing up. And then like she had always wanted to be an interior designer. She talked about it all the time, but she never went after that dream because the boys' baseball practice took precedence, or when the boys left home, her husband needed help at his veterinary practice. And so she was always putting herself and her dreams last to put someone else's needs first. Fast forward decades of this, she did not have the tools that we have as No BS women. And so she did not know how to cope with that drain and that kind of smothering of her light. And she turned to alcohol, she turned to other things, and basically decades and decades of this piling on and piling on, and her body was literally deteriorating around her to the point that like the bones in her neck were like crumbling. And as you might imagine, when the pressure on the spinal cord, like she was losing dexterity in her hands because her spinal cord was falling apart. And so she needed to have this surgery to put a big rod in her spine. Fast forward, things went well, but there was a complication. They put her in a chemically induced coma. That's why I'm on the phone with my cousin, because my aunt had been in the ICU for 5 days at that point. He and his father, my uncle, were just distraught. And he was like, what if we have to plan a funeral? And so I hop in the car and I drive down there and I spend about a week with them. And I had visited my aunt in the hospital. She had no idea I was there. She has since recovered. But I will say, she's not the same. She is disabled and her quality of life is not good. And I just thought to myself, what a waste. She spent her whole life taking care of somebody else's needs and putting her needs last. And for what? For what? And I just felt so sad for her because she never gave herself permission to say what I want matters. Have you ever felt that way? Like, you know, we've got legitimate demands on us, whether it's kids, whether it's aging parents, like there are real needs in life, work, etc. But how often do you get to say, and you choose to say, what I want matters? And that's really important because I do not want you decades from now to be in a coma on your deathbed and someone is looking at you, someone who loves you and cares about you, who says, I just wish she had let herself say yes to her. I wish that she had let herself say that what she wanted was important too, because what you want matters. Your goals are important. They are not a joke. You have dreams and goals for a reason. So that's what we're talking about today. Why do goals matter? Because you matter. Your life matters. Don't spend the next decade saying somebody else's dreams, somebody else's needs are more important than mine. Yes, there's compromises to be made, but this is about you taking ownership of what you want and who you can be. So with that dramatic intro, let's talk about something else that I really want to acknowledge is that, again, sometimes people think like, when I set goals, I've always failed. And even I get kind of scared setting goals because it's almost like an invitation to fail. And that feels like no fun. Like, who wants that? And so sometimes even the idea of setting a goal can be really scary because you have your evidence in the past of like, I tried something and it didn't work out so great. And that was kind of sucky. Or maybe you feel like I'm great at setting goals. It's just the actual like doing and implementing of the goal that, you know, I'm not so great at. And that can feel kind of hard too. So I want to tell you, like, if you have felt stuck, if you've ever set goals and given up or told yourself that you're not disciplined enough, hear me when I say this, it is not your fault. The things that have gotten in your way in the past are not a you problem. They're a system problem. Show me someone who is stuck and I'll show you someone who is trying to do what they have always done, just harder. We're not going to do that because most goal setting systems are incomplete at best or flawed at worst. Like, for example, SMART goals. Like, many of us have heard about SMART goals, and they're a great starting point, but they don't address the messy human side of achieving goals. For example, like S is specific. Okay, that's great. You got to get specific on what your goal is. But that only addresses the outcome. It doesn't address the process. It doesn't address the actions of how to get there. M stands for measurable. Okay, super. Like, how will you know that you've succeeded? Because I've like lost 20 pounds. But it doesn't give you a range. It says it's like perfection or bust. And I mean, how many of us like feel like I did really a lot of work, but I didn't quite reach whatever I was going for. So it feels like a failure. Like, the perfectionism definitely can kind of sneak in and be challenging for us. A stands for either achievable or actionable. Like, it depends sometimes. And yes, actions, super, super important. However, the typical advice is often incomplete. You don't need one action. You need lots of different potential actions of all different shapes and sizes, of all different like durations of time that they take, of all different levels of intensity of effort, so that you can match your action to the energy and time you have available on a given day. And stay tuned, we're gonna talk about that in just a minute. R is realistic, yep, that sounds good. But like, how does that get you motivated on days when like life has thrown you a curveball? Or you're just like, it's the middle of February and it's cold outside and I don't care. And then T, we're going through the SMART goal. So T, it's time bound. That's great. But it gives you a finish line, but it doesn't help you put in your goal into your already busy calendar. So that's just a quick example of how SMART goals, you know, great idea, but really incomplete. And this sets us up for, if I don't nail it perfectly, then I'm a failure. And that stinks. Like, that doesn't feel good. So it doesn't address things like fear of failure, perfectionism, or the simple fact that sometimes you just don't feel motivated. So we need a better system. And this is what we've been talking about with our Goals Mastery program, is that there's a different system for setting up your goals and accomplishing your goals in a way that works with your life here in 2025. So we're going to talk about the framework of the Goals Mastery system, which is the what, the why, the way, and the when of your goal. Now, fun thing about a Facebook Live is that I cannot share my screen. So we're going old school. Yes, I was a middle school teacher at one point, so we're bringing in like arts and crafts. So here we go. The framework of how to set up your goals in a way that works with your life in 2025. We're gonna start with the what, and we're also gonna use my Life Coach School diploma, which is really fun, but also works great as a blackboard. So the what of your goal. You got a target. This is what we're going for. We're gonna get crystal clear on what you want. And this is not what you think you should want. This is not what other people want. This is your goal, what you want for you. And sometimes it's hard to kind of figure out what that is. It can be vague, like I don't even know what I want. And so you can create a process to help you narrow down and refine and articulate like what it is that you want, that untapped potential inside of you, whether it's business related, whether it's weight loss related, whether it's, I want to take an amazing vacation. And you know what else? I want to be able to walk, 3 miles up and down, the tourist steps of the castle or wherever you're going, like whatever it is, you can tap into the thing that aligns with your desires. So once you begin to take a little bit more shape, then you get to ask the crucial question. So we're talking about the what of our goal. That's part one. The crucial question is, how will I know I've succeeded? That's a really important question. I want you to write that down. How will I know I've succeeded? It's like having a target to aim at. So when you're setting up your goals, the what is, what do I want? And ask yourself, how will I know I have succeeded? Okay, so that's part one of our goals. Part two, the why. Why do I want this goal in the first place? Why does it matter to you? And it's really important to ask yourself this question because it goes deeper. And when you have a why that matters to you, that helps you push through those February mornings when it's cold, those days when life goes sideways, when you're like, yes, things got in the way, but it still matters to me. And so the why, this is the emotional stuff. Here's the question. So in part one with the what, the question I wanted you to ask yourself is, how will I know I've succeeded? In part two with the why, I want you to ask yourself, how will I feel when I have accomplished this goal? What's that feeling that I'm looking for? How will I know? Like what do I think I'll be able to feel? And I want you to make it, here's a sciencey term. I want you to make it a self-concordant goal. Basically, you want the actions that are required to get the outcome. So you basically, your why is the bridge that gets you from wanting to doing, from getting from where you are to where you want to go. So how will you feel when you achieve this goal? Okay, so we got part one is the what, part two is the why, part three is the way. Here's where things really get exciting. The way. This is our pathway, our action steps. All right, I hope you got your notes out because we are going to create a roadmap for you in how to get from where you are to where you want to be. And this is not about rigid plans that might fall apart at the first obstacle. This is about flexibility and adaptability. Here is the magic sauce of this framework, is that we're going to be adaptable. So this is the how. This is your action steps. And I want you to make your action steps things that are within your control. Because when you measure yourself on your actions, then the results take care of themselves. And what I love, love, love about this framework is that it nips perfectionism in the bud. So we're gonna break this down even further. So your first part of the way of your action steps is you need lots of different goals. Let me say that again, sorry. You need lots of different actions. One goal, lots of actions. Lots of different kinds of actions. You need big step actions, little step actions, some that take 5 minutes, some that take 30 minutes, some that are like super easy, some that like take a little bit more time. When you have an action that you want to break it down to you. I want you to channel your inner John Acuff, who says you need a Swiss Army knife of action steps. A Swiss Army knife is basically a utility tool. You've got all kinds of different things that you could use in a pinch. So when you're creating your action steps, brainstorm all the kinds of actions that you could address for your goal. So how about this? Like, let's say your goal is to take a vacation to Italy. This is your like bucket list vacation. And so there's lots of different actions that could apply to this. It could be research hotels. It could be call the travel agent. It could be, you know, figure out the cost of a language software so I can figure out how to speak Italian. It could be saving money. Like, then there's like a zillion different things you could do to save money. And like how, so you got lots of different kinds of actions that are moving you towards your goal. Okay. Because the more that tangible actions you can identify to make progress towards your goal, here's the thing, the easier it is to overcome excuses. And it is so crucial for you to have lots of different ways to win and feel like you're succeeding. In the SMART goal framework, there's like, you do one thing and that's how you win. And if you can't get that done today, well, your day's a failure. No. Not with this. You have lots of different ways to feel successful. And that is so, so important, because when you feel successful, that helps you stay motivated to keep going, right? Love how that works. Okay, speaking of feeling successful and keeping going, there are four things I want you to do with your action steps to help you make progress. Ready? I want you to make it easier to start, make it easier to keep going, make it easier to win, and make it easier to see progress. This is all within part three of the way of your goal. So, step one, make it easier to start. How do we make it easier to start? You make it your tiny action steps smaller. Check out this graphic here. We've got our castle. This is what I want to accomplish. And this little part is what I can do today. Do you like my visuals? They're great, right? I know, so much fun. So make it easier to start by making your action smaller. Really tiny, tiny actions, okay? Make it easier to start. So what you're asking yourself is little. So let's go back to if I'm planning my bucket list vacation. My action step isn't like research flights. That's a big action step. That's kind of a lot. It could be like open up Travelocity and, you know, type in from my location to X location and see what happens. That's my action step. Like, research flights is a big ask. Open up Travelocity, little ask, little thing. So make it easier to start by making your action steps really tiny. If you do more, great. Same thing with, like, let's say exercise or intentional movement is your goal. This is a really good example. If your goal is to move intentionally and have more consistent exercise over the next year, don't ask yourself to do a 30-minute workout 3 times a week. Yes, that would be amazing. Start with, I will do the warm-up stretch. That's my start. That's little goal, warm-up stretch. All right, so we're making it easier to start. Next, we're making it easier to keep going. Yes. How do we make it easier to keep going? This, y'all, this is the best part. You make it easier to keep going by giving yourself a range of success. We have this handy dandy doable goal spectrum, meaning I'm gonna give myself a range. So let's go back to exercise. Let's say my goal is to move intentionally in 2025. If I set a goal to do a 30-minute workout 3 times a week, that is like going for the A plus. Instead, give yourself a range. We're giving yourself lots of ways to feel successful. If the day goes perfectly, then yes, I would like to exercise for 30 minutes 3 times a week. But if the day goes sideways, as days sometimes do, then I'll be really proud of myself if I at least walk to the mailbox and back. If I at least sit down and stand up from my chair 4 times. I still get credit for doing anything in between. And let's be real. Sometimes The hardest part is getting started, right? It's like, I don't want to do a 30-minute workout. That's really hard. I'd rather snooze. But if you say, I can still win if I stand up and sit down from my chair 4 times, then you might be like, okay, I can do that. And then if you stand up and sit down from your chair 4 times, you're like, I could probably stretch as well. Or same thing, like if your minimum goal is to do the warm-up, maybe you'll do a couple extra minutes. If you do, great. If you don't, great. Give yourself a range of what success looks like so that you're not aiming for a perfect or a bust. Alrighty, isn't this pretty? Nice, yeah? All right, so that's how we keep going. We made it easier to start by making it small. We make it easier to keep going by giving yourself a range of success. This says, on my best days, I'm striving for XYZ, like when life goes perfectly, this is what I'm planning for. And when life goes sideways, I'm still gonna be proud of myself if I do something small, something easy, and anything in between counts. Okay, now we're gonna make it easier to win. Who wants winning? Let's win. Yes. How do we make it easier to win? All right, no BS ladies. Are you listening? You make it easier to win by allowing not good enough to count. Yeah, that's right. You know, Corinne's not good enough challenge when it's like, I want you to, she challenged us for like a month. I went every day. You're going to do something, an action step that's not good enough and see what happens after a month. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's how we make it easier to win, because you let, when your brain says, standing up and sitting down from my chair 4 times is not good enough, you let that happen and you say to your brain, you know what? And it counts. It counts. Not good enough action counts. Opening up Travelocity and being like, whoop, that's a bit for me today. I'm going to shut it down. That still counts. Make it easier to win by allowing not good enough actions to count. Because often when we tell ourselves, like, I did, you know, I drank 4 glasses of water, but I didn't make it to 5, that plummets your motivation. So you have to allow not good enough actions to give you credit. Everything gets credit. We are not back in, you know, Mrs. Smith's class back in the day where it was like, there's no extra credit. Everything gets credit in this class. We are grading on a curve. All right. And finally, I want you to make it easier to see progress. Make a checklist. Your brain, I guarantee you, at some point is going to say, this goal is stupid. My little actions are not making any difference. Like, what's the point anyway? That's why you need to keep track of the days that you at least did something, because this visual tracker, and I'm personally a fan, as you can tell, of like pen and paper. I think having it actually in real life, a piece of paper where you can like check that box, when your brain says, this is stupid, it's not going to work, you have a collection of checkboxes saying, well, I showed up the last 9 days out of 14. That's something. I am doing something. And so it is like inoculating you from those inevitable moments when your brain wants to tell you, this is stupid, this is never gonna work. Know that that moment is coming and have your checklist, have your kind of, you're keeping track so you can see progress. And remember, the smallest amount of effort counts. Everything gets credit. We're grading on a curve. Okay, so we have covered the what, the why, and the way of your goal. So everything like make it easier to start, make it easier to win, see progress, that was all part of the way. Here is a sneaky special part of goal setting process that many goal setting frameworks miss completely. So secret sauce here. Are you ready? We're going to talk about the when of your goal. When am I going to do my action steps? So here's the thing. I don't want you to just get out your calendar and like calendar, when am I going to take action? I want you to look at your calendar and measure it in energy. This is an example of my calendar of when I have energy available to work towards my goals. So red is either I'm at work or I am really tired. I'm exhausted. So like evening times, not so much. I am not an evening girl. So I have red kind of in the middle of the day and towards the end of the day. Yellow is where I have like medium level of energy, where I have some energy and some time to work on my goal, but I'm not super on, I'm not super creative. I can do a low level action step. Remember our Swiss Army knife of action steps? We have lots of different kinds of actions that you can draw from. And yellow is when you do some of the easier ones, some of the, you know, shorter time frame ones. And then green is when you have time and energy available to work on your goal. This is when you do some of the more creative work. This is when you do some of the slightly more challenging tasks. So when you are mapping out your goals for 2025, I want you to think about your what, your why, your way, but also when. Look at your calendar and match up your action steps not only to your time available, but to your energy available. Really, really important. Okay, Nancy is asking, do we get these graphics in the program, in the Goals Mastery program? You absolutely do. You get that and more. You've got also a workbook, a different workbook for every single week, so you can work out the stuff on your own. And of course, we have coaching that you can walk through it with me. Speaking of, that was a great question there, Nancy. And so this is just the beginning. This, my dogs are excited about it too, if you guys can hear that. But the what, the why, the way, and the when is just the beginning of your goals framework. Because what happens when you feel overwhelmed? What happens when the shit hits the fan? Or when fear of failure creeps in? Yikes, like most frameworks, most goal setting frameworks don't tell you how to handle the obstacles that get in the way. And to truly accomplish the goals that you want, we've got to address those. We got to address things like perfectionism. Anybody resonate with that? We got to address things like excuses. And especially fear of failure. And also motivation. When it's early in the morning in February and you're like, I just don't think I can do this. So to address these things, we go through all of that within the Goals Mastery program. And so it's not just another course that you like will set aside and forget. That was one of the things that was so rewarding to me about the first cohort was people said, you know, I've done a bunch of different courses and like I binge listened to them in an hour and I was done. This one I actually did. I actually went through the process because it's a guided journey with coaching, with a proven system. And one of the most special parts was the supportive community that helped everybody stay accountable. So in Goals Mastery, we've got live coaching. We tackle your specific example, your specific goal. We talk about the framework that I just went through, the what, the why, the way, and the when. But we spend the whole second half of the program talking about the obstacles that get in the way, like perfectionism, excuses, fear of failure, when motivation wanes, imposter syndrome, fear of success, all those kinds of things. And a really special part has been the community. Like the community aspect of Goals Mastery has been amazing. But before I go, I wanna also talk about like some things, whether you sign up for Goals Mastery or not, here are some things that you can anticipate will show up in 2025 when you're thinking about going for your goal. You're going to think about, I'm not sure this is going to work for me. Like, you know, Lizzie mapped out this framework. That sounds good. It's different than SMART goals. But like, you don't have to be perfect. I want you to know that is the beauty of this framework is that it's not about perfection. It's just about finding a place to start, get a toehold, and have the right system and around you and support so that you can continue to make baby step progress on your goal. Because there is no perfect allowed in this system. You know, you may also be thinking, like my aunt, my goal's not that big of a deal. Or I want my goal, but other things are more important to me. Or other things kind of have a higher precedent. And I get that. But like, it does not matter if your goal is running a marathon or drinking more water. What matters is that it is important to you. And this is about learning to say yes to you and your dreams so that you don't end up 2, 3, 4 decades from now being like, wow, I wished I had done something differently. I wished I lived my life on my terms. You may also be thinking, I don't have time. I get it. Life is busy. You know, we've got lots of things going on, especially January. Now, you know, like we've got the new year is coming up, but what better time than now? when you have the support, when you have the momentum. And, you know, also what's great about Goals Mastery, because of that Swiss Army knife of actions, we allow you to, we set up the system so that you can make progress on your goals in as little as like 15 minutes a day, maybe even just 5 minutes. That's why we have lots of different action steps and ways to kind of sneak it into your day with the when, with your energy. And specifically related to Goals Mastery, if you are thinking it's too much money, I get that. It's not for everybody. I totally respect that. And sometimes when there's a question of money, like, we shut down that conversation before it even starts because of good old-fashioned fear. We're afraid to ask for what we want. We're afraid to say, I want this for me. I know that has absolutely been an issue for me in the past. I've struggled with that. And here's a thought, is that you spend the most time in your life with you. And so any investment in you, in yourself, has the greatest return on investment, because you're the one that gets to spend more time with you. And so you are the greatest asset you have. And so when you invest in yourself, that has the most beneficial return on investment of anything you can utilize. And also I want to ask you this, like, what is the cost of doing nothing? What's the cost of staying stuck? What's the cost, like my aunt, basically at the end of her life, saying, I never went for my dreams, and now she cannot. That's pretty rough. And so what's the dollar value on living without regret? Yeah. And so as we wrap this up, I want to say, like, I want to also address, like, there's going to be part of your brain that when these objections come up is basically, let's call it what it is your brain is trying to protect you. It's trying to protect you by ruminating in the past or catastrophizing about the future and avoiding the present. Because living in the past or the future kind of gives us this nice, cozy sense of control, because it's an excuse to not take action. And if we're honest with ourselves, when we're looking at the past, and I'm afraid to go for my goal because I failed in the past, or I'm afraid to go for my goal because I'm worried about the future, neither one of those make us do any work. So that's, when those kind of excuses come up, I want you to be able to call it out for what it is. It's my brain trying to protect me and trying to help me feel safe. Because when we're in the past or in the future, we're ruminating or worrying, we're not doing anything different. We're not changing. We're not in motion. And we do get the emotional payoff of, I can just sit here and worry about something and I feel like I'm doing something. And that's really alluring, but I don't actually have to change. And so it's like that ultimate excuse. The past is like that virtual reality that amplifies failures and silences success. And the future worry is like this stressful, self-fulfilling movie where every imagined scenario plays out as badly as we feared. And neither one of them require us to take action. They're comfortable excuses to stay where we are. It's like the present is so uncomfortable because it's like, I have to actually do something here. And that's what's great about the what, the why, the way, and the when framework, is because it keeps you grounded in the present. You're not worrying about the past. You're not ruminating about the past. You're not worrying about the future. You're focusing on real actions that you can do now rather than hypothetical regrets or worries. And like, you may be thinking, this sounds nice, but that fear voice is sort of whispering and it's replaying like things that happened in the past, making you feel a little bit scared to try again. But here's the thing, like, our brains are kind of gullible. Like, they'll listen to what we say. And if our brains are, listening to like, oh, this is going to be terrible, it's going to be doomed, then you kind of create that reality. For example, does any of this feel familiar? I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to keep up the motivation on that big, intense diet. And so I was afraid I couldn't do it perfectly. And so I didn't make a plan because, I didn't want to see how I wasn't following it. And when I didn't make a plan, I didn't lose weight. Or maybe, let's say you have like a business goal, like you have a side business and you say like, well, I was afraid that people would kind of question my ability to help them. And I was worried about people would say, So I didn't make that Instagram post and didn't ask for people to work with me, and therefore I don't have any clients. Or here's one. This one was me for like a long time. I was afraid I didn't have what it takes to write that book, and so I didn't write the book. And that means I don't have what it takes to write a book. So when our brains catastrophize, that like it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you can tell yourself that terrible story about the past, that means that you can tell yourself an interesting story about the future. If you can replay past failures, you can also look for past successes. If you can dread the future, you can dream of a better one. You hold that power. And let's also recognize that fear is normal. It's a sign of growth. It's an indicator that you care about something, that you're on an adventure, because anyone who ever accomplished something meaningful has felt fear. So if you're feeling fear right now, you're on the right track. It's good. It is a sign that you're pointed in the right direction. And the goal is not to get rid of fear, but to move through it. And Goals Mastery is going to teach you how to work with that fear. We have 2 entire weeks where we talk about the fear of failure, the fear of change, and the fear of success. And so we want to work with that fear, not against it. So we kind of keep moving forward. And before we go, the last thing I want to say is that the beauty of working on your goals is that it's not about the goal. Like, that's exciting to accomplish something, but it's really about who you become in the process. It's about unlocking your potential. Because, like, you know that you have potential inside you. You know you have gifts to give the world. You know that you have something to share. And you were put on this earth for a reason. And I'm pretty sure it's not for waiting. It's for living. It's for saying what I want matters. My goals, my dreams are not a joke. They're not for waiting. They're not for putting underneath and behind and last on my priority list. My goals matter. You matter. Because the beauty of going for your goals is that you unlock your potential and you become future you in the process. So, whether or not you enroll in Goals Mastery, I want you to promise me something. I want you to stop waiting for later. I want you to say yes to what you want and say, actually, what I want is important. And I want to invite you to take ownership of your potential, of your dreams, and step into who you can be. Because, like I said, you are here for a reason and it is not for waiting. And you are a no BS woman and you take action. Your goals matter. You matter. All right, everybody. This has been so amazing. I have just been like firing things off. I know there's a bunch of chat going on. And I can't even see it because I've been just all up in my notes and such. So Kathy, Coach Kathy, there we go. All right. We've got Coach Kathy is here and she's talking about some of the things that have been said. I think we've got some links going on. Oh, good question. Wanda asked, are the all the spots taken? So as of this morning, when I last checked, there were about 15 spots left, and we have 4 cohorts. And so like if there is a cohort that you need a time for, I will make it happen. I will adjust around you. So if our time cohorts are Monday afternoons, 3 o'clock Central, Tuesdays at lunchtime, noon Central, Wednesdays, early birds, 5 a.m. Central, and then Thursdays, 10 a.m. Central. Pretty sure that's right. No, 11, yeah, 10 a.m. Central. So if you have any further questions, please like send them in to support@pnptribe.com. And I just want to just tell you how much I believe in you. Like I said, whether you enroll in Goals Mastery or not, I believe in you. You are here for a reason. You are here to shine your light. So get out there and get after it, ladies. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.